half of the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the guys and girls of Good Day. How about that? The guys and girls of Good Day. You like that?
I like it.
Love it.
Guys and girls of Good Day, yeah. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk about a new four-year study that suggests that marriages are happier when women are skinny.
They're happy, you're happy.
That'd be good. Not me. I don't want any skinny wives. I don't want any wives, period, but I don't want any skinny wives. In the meantime, the focus on some very important items that are coming out of this Alzheimer's Association conference. One of the things, this is for parents. This is the parent side, the read side of this, is for parents. The scientists who are reporting results from this new eye test. All of us should begin having eye tests, ear tests, regular physicals, which is a test of your body, the things that can not only tell you what shape you're in now, what you need to do to keep yourself in, you know, the blood work, all the things that are part of an examination, but also these new tests apparently can predict the future. That is, somebody like Ken can use all that stuff that Richie and I have seen in his office, and they can, the doctor, if he's skilled, can look at the data now. And by the way, there are specialists who do nothing but read these, and they even do it, the vets have it. When Charlotte went in for her overnight exam a week or so ago, when she had the stuff caught in her intestine, the vet can read the radiology scan, but they have a specialist certify that that's what they're seeing. And that's what's going on. When you have anything wrong with your body, they now take these pictures that are instantly available. It's all computerized.
Sure.
And they have an expert who will read along with the person who's the
radiologist.
Doctor, right, telling you, yep, that's the right, you're reading this correctly or not correctly. This is what you have to look for. So in that area, the testing leads you to understand what's going on and also may lead you to understand what may be the future. Now, when it comes to this using the eye test to detect signs of Alzheimer's, we're talking about a test now, the test that I went through that found out what was going on in my brain is a normally $2,500 to $3,500 deal. So not everybody can afford that. Only if you're really in question. You're not going to do it to see if there's something wrong. You're only going to do it if there are indications that something is wrong to try to pinpoint. So, again,
but that's just the problem.
That is the problem.
Why would you want to wait?
Yeah, well, until there's a problem. Because you don't have $2,500.
You know why
you want to wait?
This is actually kind of funny. You can get these life scan things for, I think, $700 to $1,000, where they'll say, okay, we'll do your chest from your shoulders down to your waist or your head, or whatever it is, wherever you know, like if you've got a family history of cancer, and I want to get a scan from my shoulders down to my waist to check out my lungs, my kidneys, all that stuff.
Yeah.
For $700 to $1,000, you could do it. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Now, you would. If you smoke, stop smoking. There's where the money comes from.
That being said, my dad had one 7 or 8 years ago, and it was well before his cancer showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But it showed up as clean.
Well, was before there were indicated. The cancer was there, working, but there weren't any detection devices.
The cells were not activated yet, right?
Right. You got to be able to see that stuff, and it's not easy to see. So that's why when it comes to all these new tests that are being discussed, including the one at the Alzheimer's Association this week, where people are now indicating that the eye, you can see changes in your eye or your eyes that will lead scientists who properly read this to understand that there's something going on in your brain. Eyes will give you the window. We all know this. Well, they say eyes are the window of the soul. They're also the window to your brain. And so this new Alzheimer's test is going to rely on an eye test, which is very inexpensive. And that's a good thing. That's good news out of all this, because there are 35 million people around the world that have Alzheimer's, and another 35 to 40 who are on their way there. And if you have some sort of indication that you're heading in that direction, then there are ways you can stave it off. But you got to know it first. Once you get it, it's too late. for the most part. I mean, you can probably stop it at where it is. I had the most, I had the saddest experience yesterday afternoon. I went to a farm where for the last...
This is besides running over and killing the duck.
Yeah, that was last night. This was before. This was yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
I went to a fellow's farm. I've worked on this farm. I've mowed his hay and helped him the last 5, 6, 7 years. He has a blueberry farm. And hundreds.
Okay. What does he have again?
Has a blueberry farm.
Blueberry?
Hundreds of blueberry bushes, and people go in by the hundreds every day, pick their own blueberries. It's a wonderful place. And he's got a hay field around it. He just built a barn for his daughter to have her horses and stuff. So there's an area that that I've cut and baled it and got it out of his way. So I went to see him yesterday, and when I walked, I call him the blueberry man. He's 82, 83 maybe. Big, tall, really... He's a really nice man. His name is Clark. So I said to him, do you want me to go down and clean up the back end of the hayfield like we always have? Because they couldn't get at it from where the barn was. And he said to me, oh, no, I'm fine. And he looked at me strangely, like he didn't recognize who I was. And I was right away, I looked in his eyes, and I could tell he didn't know it was me. He didn't know who he was talking to. He brought me up back, and he showed me. He brought me down to the pathway, and he said, look, I've mowed that myself. The field hasn't been mowed. He's looking out there and says, the field is all set. I'm fine. The guy has gone. He's got either Alzheimer's. I'm guessing by looking at the way, what I know about the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia, he's got Alzheimer's, not dementia. So... Here's a guy, and like last year, he was fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And this year, he's
it's
lost.
It's a cruel disease.
It
and
really
you may
is.
Go there again today, and he may say, hey,
he'll
Doug, when are you going to mow that, that field?
Yeah. Yeah. I was taken back. We looked right at him, and he says, I got my mowing machine. I've been mowing down there. I'm taking good care of it. And the field hadn't been touched. So, that's the insidious nature of this. So if... The testing, and it wasn't available, the testing were available. Would you take advantage of it? 800-510-8255. An eye test, simple eye test now, would help, at least with some of the early warning signs of Alzheimer's.
Well, here's the answer to your question.
It's plaque, by the way. The clogs up. That's what they see. The
once
plaque.
They see something, what can be done about it?
There's a diet. You can change your diet.
There's also a prescription drug that can actually extend the amount of time that it takes. It slows the disease.
Yeah, it slows
a lot.
It down. My cousin's on it. Mm-hmm. My cousin Dougie, who's Dudley Morton's son, is on it. He's 70. He's 10 years older than I am.
It starts with an R. What is it? Respiridol or?
I don't know.
Respiridol.
Respiridol.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
Roberta's probably taking it. She takes
yeah,
everything.
No, my mother would take it.
Oh, okay.
Take it. Yeah,
did it work on her?
I think it made it worse, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good record.
But she didn't get to it till late in the game, right?
Yeah, she was already pretty right. far gone at that point.
Yeah. When did you first notice that she was going?
Oh, gosh. You know what? While my father was still well before he got ill, really ill with the stage 4 cancer.
Right.
That's what he was diagnosed at stage 4. Like many elderly couples, he compensated for her.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until probably 5 years before her death that I began to realize that she was really mm-hmm. losing it.
Same
because
thing with my grandfather.
He would cover for her. And that's very common. That's very, very common in long-term marriages with elderly couples.
He would cover for her? How would he do that?
Well, you know, he would, when she would forget something or she would misplace something, mm-hmm. he would correct it. For instance, after he got sick, I went there twice in 1 week and found the gas oven turned on with no flame.
Ooh.
Where in the past, he would turn it off.
Uh-huh.
Like something like that would happen and he'd go and turn it off. But when he became ill, he was really unable to keep tabs on her the way he would. So that's when I pulled all the gas out of the house and put electric in.
Yeah.
But little things like that. So she was already pretty much losing it by the time that I realized it. And it wasn't so much Alzheimer's, it was dementia.
And how much fish did they eat during their lives.
Actually,
they were at an Italian restaurant. You would think they were all over the fish.
They ate very, very healthily, both my parents, and I think that's part of what kept them alive as long as they were.
How old were
alive.
They when they started having problems?
They were good up until about the age of 80.
Told me the mother was 79 or something.
It was about 80 when they never had to take any medicines in their life. They were always quite healthy. They were very, very active. They ate extremely well. I mean, I didn't know what junk food was. Mm-hmm. It was just not in the house. My father would grow a lot of his own vegetables. So I think their diet really helped. They had basically a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah. Well,
I'm working that way. I'm going to add in burgers and beer, but yeah, I'll go towards a Mediterranean diet.
Get rid of the canola oil, the soy oil, any of the vegetable oils.
We do olive oil.
Use olive oil.
The only oil we keep in the house is olive oil, and we use it a lot.
You're still using that greasy kid stuff, and the answer is yes, I am, olive oil. Mm-hmm. Anybody who suffers from digestive issues, this next minute is worth your time. If you're tired of being dependent on pills or tablets that have dangerous side effects or digestive discomfort, you're tired of this, right? You want a cure for it. Here's the cure for it. It's called AlloCure, the key to good health. The essence of where we get here in our country, we're just talking about diets and stuff, and the diets that we have are so upsetting to our system. They really are. If you're not living and eating the way Roberta just suggested, you're pretty much cruising for a bruising. Your stomach's going to tell you, wham, bam, no thank you, ma'am. In order to eliminate the problem, AlloCure, which, by the way, is not a drug, if you're even suffering from heartburn, every once in a while during the summertime I get a little heartburn. This stuff meters out, if you will, a leveling out of your system. That's what it does. 90% of users report that AlloCure settles down their stomach or other things that are troubling them. The internal, what do they call internists, right? As opposed to GPs, people that specialize in your intestinal tract, that kind of stuff. They'll tell you that the properties of aloe vera are as healing as anything you could probably come across. And that's why I'm so enthused about AlloCure being something that you can get there. It provides you with immediate digestive relief. That's the bottom line. So to order a supply direct from the manufacturer, you call 855-879-2873. That's 855-TRY-ALLOCURE to settle out your stomach, get rid of heartburn, all of the other things, and be careful about what you're eating. No question that that's important as well. But get yourself evened out and on the straight and the narrow as far as your digestive relief is concerned. 855-879-2873.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock-Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for July the 20th, Lady Diana Rigg, born this date 1938, Tony Award-winning actress, a lot of plays before she became Emma Peel in The Avengers, and that's probably her best-known role of all of the things. She was in a James Bond movie. She was a love interest in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, remember that? I think she got killed, if I'm not mistaken. So happy birthday to Diana Rigg, 73 today. Tony Oliva, one of the great baseball players of all times, got a lot of awards. His birthday is today, same age as Diana Rigg. T.G. Shepherd, country singer of some note, Jennifer, 67 today. Happy birthday to auto racer Chris Amon, A-M-O-N. Richie, do you know him?
I do not.
I don't know him either. A New Zealander, lots of, won a lot of races. Actually, hi. This guy's real name is William Bowdler, by the way, Mr. Shepherd. How he changed it or why? Who knows why? Kim Carnes, born this date 1945, Grammy Award-winning singer for Betty Davis Eyes.
I love it.
There she is, 66 today with Kenny Rogers. She did a few songs. Here's the one I want to celebrate: the guitarist for the Moody's, John Lodge, God bless him, he's 66 today, a year older than his pal and leader of the group, Justin Hayward. But this is such a great song. As you crank this up, will you please? Moody Blues, one of the great classic rock groups of all time. Cannot sit still for this. Roberta, even as much of a...
Oh, it's great stuff.
A big... Bruce fan, this is this.
Oh, I love it. Days of Future Past. That's one of the best albums. It's one of the top
wonderful,
10.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Interesting. A lot of great musicians. Carlos Santana's birthday is today, Richie.
Guitar player, that's for sure.
Yep. Born on this day, 1947. Got a Grammy for his LP Supernatural. Nine Grammys this guy has won. Evil Ways, Black Magic Woman, Oyo Como Va. However,
oh, yeah, Como Va.
That too.
Yes.
Muse Watson, Mike in NCIS. I don't know him. Muse Watson. See the, who is he? Guy that's in the, no, he's not with David McCallum.
Whatever.
I don't
who
know
cares?
Who
yeah. Twisted Sister
Happy
is
Happy birthday.
J.J. French, guitarist for Twisted Sister, 59 today.
Yes.
Happy birthday. And all these people in here.
This is a little song.
Mike McNeil is the keyboard artist for Simple Minds.
Ah.
He's 53 today.
On the Breakfast Club.
Born in the state 1958. Yep. Yeah. A lot of different songs. Love songs. Don't You Forget About Me is the one they're best known for, I think. Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
Love it.
47 today. Stone Gossard, guitarist for Pearl Jam. 45 today.
Sweet.
Yeah. Out of Rockers. Reed Diamond, who played Detective Mike Kellerman on Homicide: Life on the Street. 44 today. You recognize this guy who saw him. Omar Epps, who's a foreman on House. 38. He's a black guy. Very serious, intense, good actor. I think he adds a lot to that show, frankly. Mike Kinnard, guitarist for the All-American Rejects. Don't know anything about them. What do we know about them?
Good 90s alt
band.
Really? John Francis Daly is Lance Sweets on Bones. He's 26 today. The TV show. Hi. Happy birthday. If today is your birthday, don't keep it a secret. Let's wish you a very happy day and a better day tomorrow. 28 past on Good Day.
This question.
Ask yourself, preferably early in life, but whenever you get around to it, what enough would be for you? What enough money and enough stuff would look like? It sounds like such a basic question, but most people don't do it.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Until you decide how much stuff is too much, you may just keep accumulating, according to Jeff Yeager, author of the book The Cheapskate Next Door.
That's a big theme of what I write about, and arguably that's the secret that the cheapskates next door have discovered, is they've made money a less important part of their lives.
In a way, this advice seems counterintuitive. So many of us are focused on money, trying to make ends meet. But deciding what we consider is a necessary purchase is important.
The average American has regrets about 80% of the discretionary items they buy.
By focusing on what you really want, you may find more little ways to save a buck.
Driving a manual transmission car will save you $30,000 over the course of your lifetime. The average American family of four can save $800 a year by simply ordering tap water rather than Cokes or coffee with the meals they take outside their home.
For more savings tips, check out Jeff Yeager's columns on AARP.org and some tips on grocery shopping. Checking the dates on your canned goods is one example. I know I've thrown out a bunch of expired food, and I bet you have too from time to time. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Into. You're very distracted right now. What's going on with you?
Actually, I'm trying to figure out how I'm looking at what J-Lo's dirtbag ex-husband is saying.
Ooh, about did you
her.
Know Ben Affleck gave her divorce to dump or divorce tips to dump the guy?
Really?
Yeah, and they used to be together.
Ooh.
Yeah, but Jennifer, I couldn't imagine Jennifer Garner being put aside for Jennifer Lopez by.
But he was very controlling, apparently.
Who, mm-hmm. What's her, yeah,
Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
you?
Because he knew you that this day was coming. He knew someday she was going to go, oh, look.
He was dating way up.
Yeah.
You know, and he would try to control how she dressed and say, oh, you shouldn't be sexy because you're a mother of children. It's like, wait a minute, she's a performer.
Right.
And he should understand that of all people, don't you think?
Wow. This guy says they participated in sacrifices of chickens.
What?
I do too every day at lunchtime. Chicken salad.
Doug just runs them
fried
over.
Fried chicken.
Nice. Thank you, Ruta. Jennifer was cleansed with the blood of a hen.
What?
This guy's threatening to release a sex tape. What is all of this stuff? Anyway.
Where are you getting this information?
I'm on Rupert Murdoch. I'm on Mevio.
Mevio. Oh,
Mevio. Very reliable place, yeah.
Now listen, what do you want from me? I'm just here. I'm using whatever tools I have at my disposal.
That's the danger.
What's going on?
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Danger, Doug Steffen. Step away. Step away.
Danger.
Danger.
Okay.
Danger.
Let's close that tab.
Yes.
All right. Meanwhile,
Danger Will Robinson.
Step away from the computer.
Danger Will Robinson.
It's by the same. This is from the same site that's featuring Kim Kardashian being chased around by all the USC football stars.
Yeah.
Is that what you know about that story?
I don't know much about that story. I just have heard that there was a football player from the East Coast that said, or actually a basketball player that said he had had relations with Kim while she was in this relationship that she's in now, which ended in an engagement. So,
really?
What are the USC people saying?
That they all had their turn. Mostly sounds like a Lindsay Lohan story to me. All right, let's see what else. Oh, Gloria Allred says Rachel is returning hush money to Tiger.
Rachel's suing Gloria because Rachel didn't want to return the hush money. Gloria did it so that Rachel would have to pay her for a settlement fee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Hit me with that again.
Okay, so Gloria Allred negotiated with Tiger Woods' lawyer that Rachel, you could tell, would return the money to Tiger that she took.
Right.
And doing that, there is a settlement, which means that Rachel would have to pay Gloria for her services.
Hmm.
You get it?
Yes.
Rachel didn't want to pay Tiger back. She wanted to fight it. And now she's suing Gloria because she doesn't want to have to pay her fee for giving all of her money away.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff?
Good. That's very... Stop reading gossip on the computer. I'm watching you right now. Stop it, Doug. Look at you.
She loves that stuff.
You're a 14-year-old girl.
Okay, calm down.
Our friends are here.
Here we are. 22 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Let's see, this is how people spend their time. It's addictive to get all this stuff. You have to be careful. I'm teaching. This is a teachable moment.
Really. Yes.
Meanwhile, as long as we're gossiping, the ladies on The View yesterday had a conversation about a study which suggests to those of you who are men that you are happier with women who are smaller than you are. If the woman is bigger than you are, then you're not as happy as if the woman is smaller than
Mark
you are.
Mark Anthony again.
Mm. Right.
J-Lo is just a little bit taller.
She was bigger than him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was way taller than him.
So here is the discussion as it went forth. I'm sure Barbara's got her wah-wahs in on this.
A four-year study of newlyweds found that marriages are more satisfying when the wife is skinnier than the husband.
Or skinnier.
Is that because the husbands are too fat to get off the couch and cheat?
Very often we do studies. It also says that men and women tend to be happier in a relationship when the men are, quote, more powerful in a benign way, unquote. I would like to say that this story was published in the July issue of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science. A lot of people spent a lot of money and 4 years studying 169 newlywed couples. Don't they have anything better to do?
I think you're onto something. I actually think...
To your point, Barbara, wait a minute. It's 94% of the people were under 35 and white.
No.
But okay, so come on. This is what you're doing research on.
I can speak to this study.
Yes, white lady. What do you want?
A white lady under 35 who was particularly pissed off when Tim would decide to take on a new diet during my pregnancy. So he would take on some new, like, I don't know, paleo or something to, like, trim down.
What's that got to do with this, miss?
I'm saying I didn't like him. He was the one losing weight.
It's very interesting.
Right. It's still indicative of the fact that a wife necessarily wouldn't like the fact, or they do say if your husband starts losing weight all of a sudden, you should watch out for, you know.
I mean, I think it's very interesting that you say white women doing it.
Because
black women, because I have always found, you know, black men like women thicker, you know, so it has never been. They like booties. They like thickness.
They like to feel a woman in their arms as opposed to a stick.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Women don't diet. Women don't diet out of don't think because of men. I think they diet because of other women.
You know, Steve, can I just say, yes, Steve please. Is probably skinnier than me, but I don't care because he looks older than me. And that's really what matters. There are many thin women in graveyards everywhere.
Why do you do that, Steve?
Does nobody mind that this money was spent on this silly survey?
We do it every day.
Yeah, really. If we were actually to look at some of the surveys that we actually talk about, I think we'd all be hanging from the rafters right now.
I find them very entertaining.
And, yeah, I know you love them. It's funny. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Now, I predict that Elizabeth is going to, what she just said about her husband, and then she just said it again.
Doug's fantasy is that Elizabeth leaves her football player husband and comes to Doug.
No, it's not right.
So that she can come visit the farm once a week and then leave for three.
No, 1 week would be fine. Spend a couple of days and come back the next week.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Great. Anyway, I think Whoopi always is very, that's why Barbara encourages her to take the lead. Because she's very provocative. She's not good at setting things up. That's why her radio program didn't work. Because she doesn't really know how to set stuff up. Because she's too reedy when she's looking at the teleprompter. She's reading. And then she realizes, oh, I have an opinion about this. And she forgets what's on the teleprompter and goes into it. And that's when she's best. And the other ladies are, Elizabeth has really come into her own very well on this show. Barbara is a good one. She lets her self be herself, which I think is good for her, and she's easy to take shots at. Joy is very predictable, but also funny. The only one I don't have any sees as much value is what's her face, silly
Star.
Star, no, well, Star.
Sherry, Shepherd. You don't Sherry. Like Sherry.
No,
but she was right.
I like her. I don't think she does anything.
Black guys like the thicker girls.
But she is right. That's why I started to think maybe I'm part
so when
black.
They, when they do this, yeah, that's right.
I love
which
big,
part? Because maybe we can have a date later.
Nice.
Okay. All right, that's enough of that.
Excuse me.
You spoiled it. I was going to keep going, but you
I'm
just
sorry.
Finished my enthusiasm.
You threw it out there. I couldn't let it go.
I know. You're like a Rain Woman. Either, by the way, is there a movie around, any book? It's always, we always refer to Rain Man. Is there a Rain Woman anywhere?
Women are much too focused to be distracted like Rain Man.
Really?
Like
he
are.
Was kind of that's womanly, sorry. Though. He liked to go to Kmart.
Yep. And he wore he's definitely not wearing any underwear.
Really? Speaking of that, Anderson Cooper has gone a step further in, you know, he's got this tight T-shirt thing. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, if you go to, and I want to find out what's going on Facebook and Twitter, too, Jennifer. Yesterday, Anderson Cooper tweeted a picture of himself shirtless.
Yeah. And why would I want to go to that again?
Mud.
Yeah.
He tweeted a snapshot in a location that he was at on Monday, asked his followers to guess where he was. Really? That's what he wanted
and
to
And then
guess.
A related story, Twitter servers in San Francisco crashed yesterday.
Nice, Reggie. All right, so he's not, is he out? I don't know that he's ever actually.
No, he's not.
Not out. Okay. Anyway.
Toes are dangling outside the closet door.
You're pleased with yourself, aren't you?
Nah.
Yes, you are.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Just making an observation.
No. Richie's making an observation. How do I look on the camera right now, Richie?
Leave me in my cold alone.
How I know. I want to see, if you go to DougStefan.com, you can see me doing my impersonation of Rich. How do I sound and how do I look?
Make funny.
Look pretty good? Huh?
Make jokes short, man. Yeah, the other day when you came up to me and gave me a hug and I looked down on top of your head.
Right. There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great marketing opportunity that I present to you. The folks at Text Message Center, which is part of Captain Email, can deliver your message directly to your clients and your prospects' cell phones extraordinarily easily and efficiently and inexpensively. Learn more for a free trial. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, at 313131. That is keyword Doug. The short code 313131. See how fast it works. See what you can learn. See how you can deliver your message more directly to your clients on their cell phone. Text to Doug for the free trial. Doug to 313131.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
A new international survey finds that people in four major countries fear Alzheimer's second only to cancer. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The poll included France, Germany, Spain, and the U.S. It was commissioned by Alzheimer Europe and was released this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Dr. Maria Carrillo of the Alzheimer's Association says other results from the survey are more encouraging.
The good news is that people said they would seek medical advice if they saw signs of confusion or memory loss in themselves or a loved one, despite their significant fear of Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association understands that people want to live long, healthy lives free of the disability caused by Alzheimer's. Identifying and treating the disease early is how we will accomplish that.
A majority of survey respondents in all countries expressed strong support for increasing government spending for research on new treatments for Alzheimer's disease. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, the poll today at DougStefan.com. We played an excerpt from the Thriller album. As a matter of fact, it's the title tune. And if you didn't see the story, the idea of this jacket, somebody paid, an investor paid $1.8 million, I think, wasn't it, Jenna, or $1.5 million for mm-hmm. one of the two jackets used in the Thriller video. That's it. That's right. All it was worn.
Yeah.
Crazy. And but so, you remember the jacket. It's iconic, that red leather jacket.
Yeah, with the black shoulder thing.
So the exhibit, which includes this jacket, is being sent around the world to raise money for a couple of different charities for children. So our poll today, would you pay to see the exhibit featuring Michael Jackson's Thriller jacket? A, yes, definitely. B, maybe, depending on how much it costs. C, depends on the charities that will benefit. And D, no, sounds like a ridiculous waste of money. Let us know what you think at DougStefan.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
And hope
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardChoose.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardChoose.com. www.HardChoose.com.
The Murdochs in the hot seat, one of them getting slammed with a pie. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The place? Parliament in London. A widely watched hearing about the hacking scandal that has rocked the Rupert Murdoch media empire. The elder Murdoch faced questions alongside his son, James Murdoch. It was James that began with a blanket apology.
First of all, I would like to say as well just how sorry I am and how sorry we are to particularly the victims of illegal voicemail interceptions and to their families. It's a matter of great regret of mine, my father's, and everyone at News Corporation.
Rupert Murdoch briefly interrupted his son's opening statement with this.
I would just like to say one sentence. This is the most humble day of my life.
And on it went. Plenty of questions about what happened and how, and most importantly, who knew what and when. Both Murdochs denied any prior knowledge of the hacking and did not take ultimate responsibility for it. And then, out of nowhere, a man with a pie plate covered with shaving cream reached Rupert Murdoch and pushed the plate into Murdoch's face. Here's how it sounded. By now, it's likely you've seen the video of this, and you're aware the first person to leap to Rupert Murdoch's defense was his wife, Wendy, who threw a punch at the man who accosted her husband. That man, by the way, identified as activist and comedian Jonathan May Bowles, also known as Johnny Marbles. He was taken away by the authorities. After a short recess, order was restored. Both Murdochs answered more questions. One of the more intriguing was a direct question to Rupert Murdoch as to whether he was considering resigning. No was the answer. Rupert Murdoch saying he feels he is the best person to clean this up. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, listen carefully and you'll hear the cheers. The Dow up 202 points yesterday to 12,587. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Oil prices up $1.57 a barrel to $97.50. It's called a cut, cap, and balance bill passed by the Republican-controlled House, but unlikely to face approval in the Democratic-controlled Senate. The measure would significantly reduce deficits, cap federal spending, and balance the federal budget. Meanwhile, President Obama is endorsing a plan from the so-called Gang of Six, a half-dozen members of the House from both parties who are pushing a plan that combines cuts with some revenue increases. The heat wave continuing across a huge chunk of the country, 40 states with temperatures 90 or above yesterday. Over the next couple of days, temperatures expected to climb to 100 or more in places like Washington, D.C., where tourist Phyllis Brigham is visiting with her family.
We're mostly here to see the Smithsonian's museums. Luckily, those are free and air-conditioned. So it's a blessing.
Phyllis, a suggestion. I would stay out of the Capitol building. Too much hot air in there. And a couple of closing notes. First, NASA telling us tomorrow's early morning space shuttle landing will be about the same as it has been 133 times before. Leroy Kane at NASA says the parties and celebrations will all have to wait until the work is done.
Until we get the crew out, until the vehicle is safe, until we do all our sniff checks, all of those things are going to be by the book, and we're not going to deviate from any of those plans.
Sniff check? I know you don't have a shower with running water up at the space station, but sniff check? Anyway, Atlantis and its four-member crew is scheduled to touch down before dawn tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and as the Atlantis glides to a stop, it marks the end of the shuttle program. 42 years ago today, it certainly was anything but the end. It was more of a beginning. July 20th, 1969.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong in that historic moment 42 years ago today. Here's hoping we keep taking steps and keep reaching for the stars. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.